Task 2, page 16. Text 1.
I'm a personal shopper. I've worked in leading high-end fashion boutiques and department stores for the past 2 decades. And like most people in the industry, I've met my share of famous clients, celebrities, and the aristocracy. You see, in my business, it goes without saying that we might come across such people. After all, few others have the money to be able to shop in our stores. The key word, however, is discretion. Of course, I've been starstruck on occasion in the past, but from my client's perspective, I never miss a beat. I'm proud to say that I've become rather good at masking my reactions in such cases. My friends tell me that with such a poker face, I should visit the casinos and try to win big, since even my colleagues aren't aware of how excited I am to be helping famous actors and singers. Even if my workmates do notice my enthusiasm, they usually put it down to merely being happy to find exciting new items and ideas. To be honest, although I rarely show it, I absolutely adore getting the chance to meet famous people. The environment that I get to meet them in is also very special as well. Helping someone choose an outfit is an intimate experience where you get to, for the briefest of moments, be a part of their life and their world. Fashion, after all, is more than merely clothes. It's an expression of the person. And being a personal shopper means that you have to connect with someone in order to make a good suggestion that is unique to them. It's never a case of just looking at what's in vogue that season and pulling a popular garment off the rack. So, how do I do it? Firstly, you have to build that connection with a client. It's important, though, to stress that this doesn't mean becoming overly personal. If you're dressing a member of the royal family or a Hollywood star, you have to maintain appropriate boundaries. I find the most important thing is building rapport. I listen to my client, I find out their needs, and I build a blueprint in my mind based on their priorities. I give them time and space and allow them to share whatever they feel comfortable with sharing. I'm happy to say that this approach has worked well for me over the years and led to some huge successes.